Very good. Rabbi Sat, tonight we're going to learn some interesting halachas. Some interesting halachas tonight. And I want to push, perhaps even till... where am I here? It's even test. I want to perhaps even get to the interesting point, which is the following question. Yeah. I want to get to the following question. You know, Rabbi Sat, Famously, there's the ongoing. It's a question about the Tchelis controversy. It's one of those discussions that keeps coming up. It's one of those discussions because really the Gemara does describe how you get to Tchelis, and it would be very beautiful to fulfill the mitzvah in the most perfect way. The way we would fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis in the perfect way would be by having Tchelis at tzitzis. Now. There has been over the generations various tzaddikim, gedolim, talmidei chachamim who spend a lot of time and sometimes a lot of money famously amongst them was the Radziner Rebbe, not to be confused with the Rishener Rebbe. It was the Radziner Rebbe who put a lot of many years of his research into the Tcheles. And he figured out, and then there was some people, to this day, there are some Yidden who put on what they believe is a tchiles onto the tzitzis, and they strong reason to be in favor of that approach, you know. And even if not, there's the following question. What can you lose? What can you lose? Let's say it's not tchiles. If it is tchiles, you have gained an enormous amount. You have fulfilled the mitzvah in the most beautiful mehudadig away. You've got tcheles on your tzitzis. As the pasuk says, it's great, brilliant. So that's fantastic. What if it's not tcheles?
Where did tcheles come in?
Where does it come from? Okay, then you have to do some research. How the tcheles.
Does it come from a snail or something?
Yeah. So it's about identifying the. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's about identifying exactly what the Gemara means and how you get it, but it's possible to do. It's possible to identify. So the question is for us, if it is Tcheles, great. And if it's not Tcheles, why are you going to do? So you're saying, and nobody else does it. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what Rosh Hashanah, right? So I think
because that's good, because you're differing from the rest of the crowd.
Not
interesting.
Like seven cities, not eight. It's one of those
Tcheles.
What's that?
Why is it?
Let's say if it's blue. What if I were to take the stitches and dye it in pink? I love pink. I put it in pink dye. You know what? I love yellow. I love. You know, light green. So what's wrong with it? What would be wrong? So why baltoisev? You're not doing baltoisev. Why baltoisev? Why? What's the problem with that? Okay, we're going to get it. So you're saying Lois is going to do, don't differ from the rest of the crowd. You're saying, look, pardon?
The one speaks of someone who is Tola Kala Ilan, the big donor, says it's Tcheles.
Right.
So isn't this donor to that?
Okay. So I'll both say, we're going to, I think a lot of the points you're raising is maybe good, but we're going to have a very simple, straightforward demo, which I believe is the most straightforward answer to that question, which hopefully we're going to manage to see to this evening. Straightforward demo, perhaps answering this question. Yesterday we discussed extensively the material which requires tzitzis. Which material of garment requires tzitzis? So we had a machlokes Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said only tzemer and pishtan require on the highest level tzitzis. Anything else only rabbinical. We saw the Ramah disagrees and he says any and every material is the highest obligation of tzitzis. That's what we discussed yesterday. Okay, and we said that the Mishnah Berurah says that deal if you can't be yotz all the days, it's great. Okay, we discussed why the Vilna Gaon didn't. Okay. That you correct. Yeah, and that's certainly what that's probably what the Pcham Kanevsky said that the Chazanesh, his uncle the Chazanesh, perhaps that's the background of it. He managed to do that. If you wear talish shel tzemer on top, then perhaps the tzitzis don't have to be out of. Yeah, perhaps. Yeah. Okay, either way.
The
opinion that said that he wants to do the mitzvah, the rabbanon as well as the raisa. So that's why where the
yeah.
I think did they hold that with the cotton ones or the rabbanon, or did they really hold it with the raisa?
It's an interesting question.
I mean, according to this, you gave three different answers yesterday. I'm wondering.
It's a good, really interesting question, because Pashto is a very, very interesting question that you're asking, because really, really, surely the Paskin would like the Ramo. And the Ramo is the one who said that any material is B'raisa.
Yes,
right, so that doesn't fit with what we said yesterday in the Eloi Soso, that Malach wouldn't fit with that, because a very fair point. Very good point. So I'm not sure. Yeah, work it out if they go with this opinion. But the Pashtos, of course, you're right, the Pashtos, of course, would be that they go with the Ramo. And then it would make no difference at all. Yeah. It is interesting. I looked into the Tshuva Ramosha today again. And Ramosha was really adamant how important it is to wear Begin Shel Tzemer. He says it's really the way one has to fulfill the mitzvah. Even if it's piping hot outside, he says you've got to wear Begin Shel Tzemer. And he doesn't say that, no. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a good question, fair question. Yeah, he said it's a chumrah. He said it's a chumrah. What he says is that it's more mehuda. It's more mehuda because you've got all the shittas like that. You've got all the shittas. You've got all the shittas. Because there are shittas hold, it's only the rabbanon. And like this, you're fulfilling this according to all the shittas that it's there, I said. Okay. Tonight we're going to be focusing on a slightly different angle. And a slightly different point. And that's not to be confused. We're not looking at the material of the beged, as we discussed last night, tonight we're going to be looking at the material of the actual chutin, the strings, the tzitzis. What about them? So here we've got the following discussion. Because here also there are materials which will patter, which will exempt the beged, and some won't. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch Ziv Beis teaches us. Tzitzis shel pishtim. If the tzitzis, the actual strings, I don't like to call them strings, the actual tzitzis shel pishtim, or shel tzemer echelim, poitrim b'chol mine b'godim. If the actual tzitzis, Ahmed, have you got it? Ziv Beis. Simon, test, Ziv Beis. The tzitzis are made out of pishtim, or out of wool, lamb's wool, poitrim b'chol mine b'godim. That will patter, how should we say patter? That will exempt, not really exempt, it will fulfill. Yeah. Any material garment, if the tzitz is made out of pishtim or it's made out of tzemer, whatever the actual beged is made out of, you'll be yotze the mitzvah. Okay. Chutz, excluding mishal pishtim le tzemer, if it's pishtim to tzemer, or vice versa, shel tzemer le pishtim, bizman hazeh, telek et cheles, then you've got a problem. If you've got the tzitzis out of wool, and the baguette made out of, or vice versa, then you've got a problem. Why? Mipneim sheheim kilayim, because that would be kilayim, which we call shatness. Then you've got a shatness problem. Now I've got to take into consideration something else. You've got to know if you've got woolen baguette and woolen tzitzis, great, perfect, fantastic. Linen baguette, linen tzitzis, at this point, no problem, because that's fine. However, if one of them is woolen, one of them is, if you've got pishtin and tzemer, then of course you're going to run into trouble of the tzitzis made out of sharpness. Now, we know, if there would be tcheles, then it wouldn't be a problem, because the Gemara says that if it's made out of tcheles, you would get out of problems. But as long as we don't have tcheles, if you've got pishtim and tzemer, you've got a problem of shatness. V'yesh oimim d'ramo says, sh'loy la, ze tzitzis b'shal pishtim klar. The meaning is not to make pishtim, linen, tzitzis at all, afilu b'shal minim, v'ochinog, and that is the meaning. Rabbi said, it's what Mishnebura says over here, in Seif Koton, Zayin, Perish. Bezman hazeh. The bezman she'yot cheles in the times, generations, and years, that there was tcheles around. That you'd have to put four chutin strings. Am I muted or can you hear me? Oh, great. About Shnei Chotin, two Chotin, Lavan, there would be two Chotin out of Lavan, Veshnei Chotin Tcheles, and they would be two strings out of Tcheles, and Vutzemer, Tzovua, Bedam Chilozoin, here you've got it, it's blood of the Chilozoin, we don't know exactly what the Chilozoin is, but it's the blood of that Chilozoin creates that very color. Voyim Iskayim Aled Yizamitz Tzizkiroin, if you two, two, which are made out of the chilozoin blood, you've got proper tcheles, and that would be the proper fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis. V'atir olonu ha-toyre, and the Torah allows us, la'atil ha-shnaim shelovon, the Torah would therefore allow us two white strings, bein mitzemer or mipishtim, and it makes no difference if you've got sharpness to it, because you've got over here tcheles. Tcheles, the Gemara says, takes away the problem of sharpness. Bein beveget tzemer or beveget pishtim. Yeah, now, I'm skipping three lines. Avol achshav de'enu nutcheles, but us nowadays who don't have tcheles, nimtza de'enu mikayim ha-mitzvah v'shleimus, so we don't have the mitzvah in a proper way. Lo shor elon kilayim, therefore we can't do kilayim. So here is a problem that we cannot, we've got to be really, really careful that our tzitzis may not be made out of, in a sharpness way. That's really important. Our tzitzis may not be made out of a sharpness way. So you've got to make sure that you don't have, as long as we don't have tcheles, we can't have sharpness out. If there would be tcheles, that would take away the problem of sharpness. Now, continue Siv Gimel. Tzitzis shel sha'aminim. Ein poitim ila b'minon. If you've got tzitzis made out of any other material, such as tzitzis made out of, yeah. Tzitzis, says the one Siv Gimel, tzitzis made out of any other material, ein poitim ila b'minon. They would only patter their own baguette material, such as kugon meshi, le baguette meshi. If you've got, let's say, silk tzitzis, would be posh, would be quite posh. I'm all for the silk tzitzis. Anybody in your business? Use a business venture? Silk tzitzis? I think it would, yeah. Anybody? That sounds like a good business venture. So you do a baguette, if you've got silk tzitzis to a silk garment, that's perfectly in order. It's a geffen, cotton wool to cotton wool, that's fine as well. Aval shalai b'minon, but you can't have, let's say, silk tzitzis to a different type of material garment, or vice versa. You've got to make sure that silk to silk, cotton wool to cotton wool, etc., etc. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, im hitel siv dalet, im hitel betales shel sha'aminim, k'tas tzitzis meminoi, v'k'tas metzemoi pishtim. What happens if you've got out of the, in the, yeah, you've got in the garment, im hitel betales shel, if you have got a garment which is made out of any other material, and you've got some of the tzitzis which are from its own type, v'k'tas metzemoi pishtim, and there's a little bit of tzitzis there, a few strings of tzitzis, which is either made out of wool or of pishlim, yesh le'istabek po'it, that would be a questionable way of doing things. Rabbi says, Sifei, yesh oimrim sh'toich las tzitzis mitzeva talis. Here it is. Yesh oimrim, some say, sh'toich las tzitzis ha'tzitzis, that you must do the tzitzis, mitzeva, from the color, ha'talis of the garment. V'amedaktikim, those who are careful in the mitzvahs, nuagin kain, that's how they are. That's how medaktik, people are careful with the mitzvahs, that's how they do. So what do they do, the people are careful with the mitzvahs?
Yeah, that's what you have.
They make sure that the tzitzit is the same color than the garment.
Obviously not. How'd you get rid of
the people? V'ashkenazim, the Ashkenazi Yidin, ein nuagin lasus that tzitzit, rak levonim. The Ashkenazim have a minig to only have white tzitzit. Up if God himself, even if their garments are colored, the enishanos, and don't change that minig. Okay, very interesting. So we've got the Shulchan Aruch teaching us, and he says, what Shulchan Aruch teaches us? Shulchan Aruch says that some say that you're going to have the same color always. Same color garment, same color tzitzis. So why is that important in terms of our previous conversation? That's right. So if the question is, why don't we just put all tcheles on our tzitzis? What can we lose by having tcheles tzitzis? What can we lose from it? The answer is yes, certainly so. If you've got vatai tcheles, then certainly so.
Why does that, so can you explain, why does that exempt you from the shat?
Because the Gemara says, look at Mishnah Berurah here, explains, the Gemara says that if you've got it's based on the pasuk, of course. The Gemara says that if you've got tcheles beget, that is a seder echel, that will push away tcheles beget. Takes away the tzitzis.
The mitzvah.
It goes with tchi, if I remember correctly. It's not a beggar, it goes with the tchi of asay doichalos, asay, it goes in that category. Yeah, so now, but here we're learning that it's got to be what? Now, by the way, what is there? So what we have got over here, we've got, if you've got beggar, if you've got, you've got to make sure that it's the same color. Beged and tzitzit got the same color. So if the question was, why don't we just put on tcheles onto our tzitzit? The answer is, why don't we just put tcheles? And what can you lose by putting tcheles on? But why don't we? Why don't we do that? What can you lose by having tcheles? Absolutely. So you, pardon? What is the reason? What is the, yeah, you're right, asking, what is the reason? Why do we have the same color? Why tzitzit is white, garment white? Or why is it that? So that the reason is a very straightforward reason. Tziv kotnet as well. Mitzemer atalis mishum zekeli ve'anveyu, because of the basic concept of zekeli ve'anveyu ve'yesh meforshim mishum debein on bazei mina knaf. But the main reason is because zekeli ve'anveyu. Now, it's called consistency. It's called consistency. No, it doesn't. What the Mishnah was explaining, not necessarily white. It's explaining why it's got to be the same color. Tzitzit, it's got to be the same color than the baguette. So if it would be, let's say purple is your color. You know, it's the scheme of the, it's like the color scheme of the.
It's not wearing a tie on
color. I see, so probably it's got to be one color consistent. But, Rabbi Yisai, there's a bit of an issue with that. There is a bit of an issue, and that is the following question. I believe that Zina, or maybe somebody else, I don't remember exactly, one of the big supporters of wearing tcheles was asked, you know, why don't you just put tcheles on? Why don't you put tcheles? So he asked, why don't you just put tcheles? He said, well, because of this Rama over here, that you've got to have the same color. Then he says, well, that's not a strong argument. So on the Ramal, he said, Ashkenazim says they're going to do white anyway.
Only white.
Whatever the color of the beggar is, but its tzitzis are always going to be white. Yeah. So on the Shulchan Aruch, you can ask, it's got to be the same color. White is got to be the same color. Zekeli v'anveu. She said, "Who's Zekeli v'anveu?" I will make him. I will. Rashi says three pshat him, but in this context, it means make him a loshon hidu, beautiful.
Glorify.
Yeah. So v'yesh mevul. Yeah. So. Yeah, the Mishnah Yosef Cotton design says the following. Apev got him tzuim, mikon mokim roile medaktek, laso is davke dalet kanfus, utalis cotton, love on. Here we've got, there is a, the medaktekim make the tzitzis always white. Kedeshi yoitze yedea kol, kshatitz levonim. Like this, we're always going to have everything white, consistent, and it will be, that's the hiddle, to have everything nice and white. Kamishum deksiv levusho, Kislag chivo, I believe this post is in Koheles. Umash is fasa beged ken tcheles betalit shelonu basarikra beged as linon. I said, I know it's true. There's a bit of different color, but on the whole, you look at it as a white garment. Rabbi Yisai, here is the answer. We don't tend to put tcheles on. We don't tend to put tcheles on, even if we, you know, it might be Indian to have tcheles, even if it's not sure tcheles. But we go with the Rama, we go with the Mishtabua, who tells us that there's a hidu mitzvah of having white. So of course, if we had vadai tcheles, of course we'd put it on. Of course.
Even something though, it might be the kind of
mitzvah. But so that, there the question is, how likely... Right.
Even a safek.
The question is, how likely are you to have had that tcheles? You got a safek. You got a suffix tcheles and a vadai white.
Maybe the risk of shatness, if you do it differently, is not worth it. And this is 100% vadai tcheles.
Yeah.
You're going to bypass that, but if there's even 1%.
1%,
it's
you know.
Worth the chance of having the shatness.
Yeah. Furthermore, there is probably, Yes, good. Very good. But furthermore, there's another aspect as well, which at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, if we're not Nevi'im, if Enum Nevi'im, then at least we're going to be Bnei Nevi'im. If we're not prophets in our own right, anybody, prophets in your own right? So, well, Bnei Nevi'im, we're sons of prophets, sons of Nevi'im. So there's always going to be Messiahs and classical traditions for centuries and centuries and centuries. That was the way tzitzis looked. They were white. And the argument is, if it was good enough for your grandfather, it was good enough for your great-grandfather, it was good enough from generation to generation, that's what they were. So it's good enough for them, so it's going to be good enough for us. I know it's a controversial argument, you could argue back, but this is generally the way we look at things, and we were very traditional. And unless we've got a vadai to uproot something, you know, I'm saying if you had a vadai tchel, let's say it would be a different story, but it's a suffix. So since you know, to uproot something, to change something, you've got to be very, very confident in what you're doing. Yeah, so he had that conversation. He said, well, is no greater hiddur than, you're telling your wife because of hiddur mitzvah, so isn't there a hiddur to fulfill mitzvah tcheles? You know, that's fake. And on that, the reply was that, no, that our hiddur is to do like the Messiah. That's our hiddur. So he says that mashes fas habegit ke'en tcheles, but it is shalom that we do a bit of stripes on the side, which remind us of the tcheles, that does the bosa ikra begit as dinon, says the Mishabu, we'll still look at it as a white garment. It doesn't take away the fact you're putting a bit of, it doesn't take away, it's still considered white. Pardon?
I don't understand. You said it reminds us of the tcheles, the stripes. How?
Yeah, I don't know how that goes to the black. Not sure. Yeah. But either way, I don't know. I really don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. But what the Mishnebu's point is that at the end of the day, you look at it, you're looking at it as a white talus.
Those stripes, they used to be blue. I mean, I know a lot of places they are. Yeah.
Yes. It's probably much better, actually. I'm thinking about it now. It's probably closer to the trailers. So it's crazy. I don't know.
It's similar,
yeah.
There's once, but we don't forget.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question, probably. Probably something on those lines. It's a good question. Yeah, okay, Rabbi said, to summarize what we saw this evening, we learned about the tzitzis being, that the tzitzis, the chutin, they're made out of pish and tcheles, they pata every min, but otherwise you'd only pata itself. We also learned that there's a sofek if the tzitzis are made out of partially tzem and pish and partially not. And we also spoke extensively about this idea of the tzitzis got to be from the color of the talus according to the medaktikim. The Ramah adds that always we ensure to have the tzitzis being white, and that is Dominican. Which ain leshanos, which should not change that. The boys said is with the topics this evening. Tomorrow, Hashem, we're going to continue from Seifov. But Ezra Hashem is Baruch Shemoy. Wishing you a very, very good evening.